Hello, we're now on day 18 of the series. Over the last 2 days, we've looked at the fundamental emotional needs we each have and 7 key areas of influence to address in order to build strong foundations of mutual respect. Today, we'll look at how to talk about those deeply held, often emotive issues when you find yourself on opposite sides, when eyes collide and we struggle to see eye to eye on an issue. It's so easy for certain topics to become no-go areas in a relationship because talking about them can feel too difficult or too emotive. However, if there's something you can't talk about, it's a problem already. We all need to learn the skills of how to have a courageous conversation, and if we can't do that on our own, we have to proactively get help. So much can be achieved with a trusted confidant or professional to help get the relationship back on track, because problems will only get worse if they're left to fester. Rachel and Steve, the couple we spoke about in the TEDx talk, had different expectations around roles in the home and how respect was given and perceived. And although they both came from the same cultural heritage, Steve had grown up with a very traditional mindset and was expecting that his wife would be like his mum and serve him like his mum served his dad. Rachel had more modern expectations around things like equality and a shared load. They were both similarly educated, they were used to earning similar money, so in her mind, they were never going to have the kind of relationship that Steve's mom and dad did. Deeply held values anchoring deep emotions both sides, no one budging. This is how many couples can get stuck and spiral downwards. But like Rachel and Steve, you can get more information to help reframe the problem so you can approach tough conversations with more courage and more grace. This allows you to have richer, more meaningful conversations together with real empathy for the other person's perspective on the way to finding a solution that works for both of you. As Einstein says, you can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that got you there. So in addition to getting more understanding about assumptions and core values, we also need to learn how to really listen, how to speak without accusation, and how to speak openly and vulnerably rather than defensively about the things that really matter to us. These are life skills that we all need, but they aren't really taught anywhere unless you go looking for them on purpose. And these are some of the skills that we help you develop in our online course on habit number 3. But let's just pause a moment and think. Have any no-go discussion topics crept into your relationship maybe? And if they have, why do you think they're too difficult or too emotive to talk about? That will set you up for what we'll talk about tomorrow, where we'll look at how to identify some of these core values and priorities so they become easier to articulate both to yourself and to your partner. The email will be waiting for you in the morning.